Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, November 18th. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for checking in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line at 702-364-9400. Nelsie is checking in. So is Terry, Scott J, Jim, Rocio, Fern, Deborah, Lance. Kirkland is checking in. Rudy, Cujo, Miss Kit Kat, Tandell. We have Rocky and Jim. We have Perla, Turtle and Booble, Rick, Diane and Sarah. Jessica is a teacher checking in from Texas this morning. And Aubrey also checking in. And then, of course, all of you tweeting us at Mercedes in the AM. Sean is listening this morning. So is Brenda, Brian, Douglas. Mike is checking in. So thank you for that. And good morning.
Good morning to you. I was taking a big sip of my coffee. It's a little, there's a breeze out there this morning. I wasn't expecting that this morning. I feel like there's a chill in the air. It's going to be warmer today still. But that wind this morning, it caught me off guard.
Really? Because the temperature right now is 10 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday.
Is it really?
I didn't feel like it was chilly. And it wasn't breezy in my part of town.
Oh, I had the breeze going this morning at least 3 o'clock when I took the dogs out.
Okay.
Or closer to 4 o'clock when I went outside with the dogs. I felt the breeze. I'm like, ooh, I feel a little chill. Yeah, it's going to be same thing. It's going to be warm this afternoon in the low 70s, but I felt that breeze up by my house.
Yeah, I didn't go out at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I have no idea. But no, I didn't notice that. But yeah, it's going to just be a nice day today, so nothing to worry about here. Las Vegas weather, you know.
I do have to thank you because last night my wife it was like 6:30 or so, and she's been watching Dawson's Creek on Netflix, and I think she's gotten tired of watching Dawson's Creek, and she said to me, she goes, I need a show. And I said, are you watching The Crown? Because Mercedes said the new season of The Crown is out, and it's really, really good. And she goes, no, but I haven't watched that yet. I'm like, oh, I've heard good things about it. She goes, yeah, nope, haven't watched that. I always thought she did. So about an hour goes by, and I go upstairs, and she is watching The Crown.
The new season, or is she starting from the very beginning?
Well, that's the thing. I walk upstairs, and I said something, and she gives me the shh, because she's really into something. I'm like, oh, you're watching The Crown? She goes, yes. I'm like, did you start season one? She goes, nope. She just jumped all in on the new season. And she's hooked. She just jumped right into the current season.
Oh, man. She should start from the beginning. It's so good. But I'm sure this season is just fine.
She's all into it. So that was a recommendation from you. And she jumped into the current season. Because this is like, what, the fourth season, I think it is?
Yeah, it is. They've gone through a lot of stuff. And it that background is really good to have. But if you're just a fan of Princess Diana, you want to find out what's going on with that, that's this season. This is where she comes onto the scene. You find out how they even met. Prince Charles was actually dating her sister initially, her older sister, and that's how they met.
Oh.
So it's really, yeah, it's very interesting. I don't think you can go wrong either way, no matter where you jump in on that one. That is such a good series. We need to get back into it. We were going to watch it last night, but by the time I got done with everything, it was kind of late, and then I think I mentioned this yesterday, my husband got hooked on Selling Sunset, uh-huh. And so he finally caught up to where me and my daughter were on the show, and he's like, how about we just watch an episode of Selling Sunset? And I'm like, okay, I know you want to find out what happens. He just loves, there's this one character on the show that he loves to hate. Her name's Christine. If you watch the show, you know who I'm talking about. And he's just like, oh, Christine, I just can't take her anymore. I'm like, you realize you're a... you're getting upset over a possibly scripted reality TV show. And he's like, yes, I do. And I'm not going to apologize for it.
It's so funny how these shows affect us and we get into them. And once you're drawn into a show, you don't have a conversation with your spouse. You want to watch your show or just sucked into certain characters on these shows. And that's a good thing. Like when you got a show, I'm happy that my wife has a show going into Thanksgiving week.
Because, and yeah, she's good for a little while, hopefully.
Yeah, something to keep her entertained, and maybe I'll jump in on this season as well, so we'll see what happens.
But yeah, thank goodness for Netflix and all those services right now when most of us are stuck at home. It's a nice little escape
for
right
now. How is it with you with Mandalorian? Because that's a one every Friday show, is it? That's not a whole series out at
once,
is it?
Yeah, like comes out on Thursday nights, and we always watch them as a family on Friday, so we look forward to that every Friday that we know we're going to be able to watch Baby Yoda. He's so cute.
Is it a 1-hour show or 30 minute?
It depends.
Oh,
like
really?
They're different kind of. So like, I think I want to say the season premiere was closer to an hour, but this last episode that we watched, it was so short. I'm like, that's it? Like that. I was wanting more. It was very disappointing, but a good episode. And now a lot of people are falling in love with someone who's known as Frog Lady. And I'm like, oh, no, we're not going to cast aside Baby Yoda for Frog Lady. Frog Lady is cool. Frog Lady is nice. But we love our Baby Yoda. I'm obsessed with Baby Yoda.
Are there any other baby characters? Do we get Baby Jabba the Hutt, Baby Chewbacca, any other baby characters in this thing?
Nothing like that so far. But hey, you never know. This is why you tune in every week, right?
I might watch. And I love that concept of this week. You know, we give you an hour this week. You know, we got 22 minutes. So you get 22 minutes of our show this week.
I think you need to have a minimum of 30 minutes. I did not like it. I think it was 27 minutes when it was all said and done. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So yeah, there's hopefully maybe we could be that escape for you. Just don't turn on the TV while our show is on, please.
We go to 10. We don't cut it short. We go to at least 10 a.m. every morning, guaranteed.
Exactly.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Conan O'Brien is trending this morning. He is saying, that's it. I am gracefully bowing out. Conan O'Brien has decided to move on from his late night talk show. He will end the TBS show in June and switch to a weekly format on HBO Max. Now, he's been a late night talk show host fixture since 1993 when his original show launched on NBC. No word on when the HBO Max show will debut.
It didn't surprise me hearing that news because he was kind of hinting at that stuff when he went from the 1-hour format to his 30-minute format on TBS. And at the time, too, he was talking about how he loves doing his travel specials and more of those one-off specials. He really enjoys them. So hearing this news, I'm bummed. I love Conan O'Brien, and we still get to see him. But it didn't surprise me that he's stepping away from the daily format.
I feel bad because I forgot he was on the air still.
Really?
TBS is not a channel I normally tune into. Mm-hmm. And I loved him when he was on NBC. I thought he was great. But yeah, I kind of lost track of him, and he was always like there, and once in a while I'd see like a clip or something online, but I just kind of forgot he was on the air anymore.
Yeah, my whole thing was I DVR'd him, and I'd watch him live too, because with TBS, if you had DirecTV, you got the East Coast feed, so you get Conan at 8 o'clock at night,
oh,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah, well, sorry, Conan.
Yes, now you get him on HBO Max.
Also trending this morning, Michael B. Jordan. He has been named 2020's Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine. Great choice, People Magazine. He inherits the title from John Legend, who got the cover last year. The Black Panther and Creed star has been in previous issues, but now he gets the top prize. The 33-year-old is currently single, ladies, but I have a feeling, as if he wasn't his, you know, people were not trying to get his attention before. They definitely will be now. But man, yeah, he is a beautiful, beautiful man.
And there were, we talked about this yesterday, certain celebrities that were campaigning for the spot. He was not one of those guys campaigning to be voted the sexiest man alive.
See, a little humility goes a long way. Yes, I should be sexiest man. I am the sexiest. Please give it to me.
You got it, John Mayer. You got my vote.
Also trending this morning is Twitter. Did you think you were on Instagram when you went to Twitter yesterday? Well, the social media platform, they are rolling out a new function called Fleets, which allows users to publish temporary posts and videos and pictures. Similar features are already on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. So Fleets will live in bubbles at the top of the user's feed. And if you want to post a fleet, you just need to press the share button at the bottom of the post and select share in fleet. And then just like the other platforms, they'll disappear in 24 hours. It's just a quick little, it's like an Instagram story.
Oh, that's cool. Then it disappears. Put that stuff out there and it's gone.
Yeah, I was so really like shocked when I opened my Twitter yesterday. I was like, wait, what platform is this? I didn't even realize that they had done that. But yeah, it's rolling out. So if you haven't gotten it, you'll get it very soon. All right. Finally, this morning, Pepsi is trending. The soft drink company is launching a new flavor for the holidays. Pepsi Apple Pie. The bubbly cola is designed to taste and smell like a sweet and comforting apple pie with notes of cinnamon, crisp apples, and buttery crust. The soda even has a texture that's meant to kind of mimic the elements of an apple pie, including an almost creamy texture. Now, unfortunately, you won't be able to buy it in stores. You can win a bottle, though. You just have to post a picture or a video of your best baking fail on Twitter or TikTok and use the hashtag Pepsi Apple Pie Challenge. Pepsi's going to choose their favorites, and they will then send the winners their own 2-liter bottle of apple pie cola. And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1304.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Here we are Wednesday, November 18th. Thank you guys for joining us. It's getting a step closer to that Thanksgiving holiday. I know that a lot of people are either making plans or changing plans. I was watching TV this morning. They were just talking about how, you know, how to keep yourselves entertained when you're by yourselves and not with your family this year, and Zoom Thanksgivings and stuff like that. Are you going to do a Zoom Thanksgiving with your family this year?
Yeah, we'll check in. We'll do a FaceTime thing. We won't sit down at dinner with them, but we're gonna check in with my wife's family. We kind of have that locked in, and at some point, yeah, we'll check in with my family and just see how they're doing. It'd be nice to see their faces on Thanksgiving, but we won't be like, I won't have my laptop open at the dinner table and have my parents there while we're eating dinner for conversation, but we will check at some point that day.
Yeah, we always check in with the family that we're not with, but typically, I was looking at pictures from last year, and last Thanksgiving, my brother and my sister and her husband, they all came out and we did Thanksgiving together. And so it's just like, wow, what a difference a year makes. My mom had gone to my other brother's house and they celebrated there. So it's kind of crazy. I'm a little concerned, though, because I think I mentioned this yesterday on the show, how we ordered a turkey breast from a company and the whole shipping issue. Mm-hmm. It cost like $58 to ship it on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, but only $11.95 on the Wednesday. And I'm like, well, duh, what do you think I'm going to pick? So I picked the Wednesday one. And then I read the fine print and it said that they could be delivered a day before or a day after. And the day after would be very bad because there's no deliveries on Thursday. Mm. And so it would get there Friday. Well, I realized I did the same thing for my mom. I sent her a turkey breast and I did the same. I did the same mailing thing. So
for you guys.
For them. Yeah. So I told her last night, I'm like, just forewarning you, that might get there late.
Oh, yeah. You told us that. Yeah. We're worried about it. So last night you gave her the heads up that it might not be
there
in time.
Yeah. I didn't say anything before, but I was like, I better tell her just so they have a backup plan
Is there a tracking number for this thing? To track
your
turkey?
They haven't sent them out yet. I haven't gotten it yet. So that means they haven't shipped. And if you think about it, you can't ship it. I mean, It's perishable, so you don't want to be shipping a turkey breast 3 weeks in advance.
No, I thought maybe they send it out now, and she gets it early, gets it Friday, keeps it in the fridge or
something. They usually ship it out like 3 or 4 days before, so I'm thinking maybe Friday I'll get something on that, hopefully.
Oh, it's a tracking one you'll be looking at.
Yeah, oh man, I really hope that this works out. I'm scared. I don't want to... Ruining my Thanksgiving is one thing, but ruining my mom's is a totally different thing. I really hope I don't let her down on that end.
Have you ever done that, ruin the Thanksgiving dinner with like the family?
Just being there, I've ruined it before.
Oh, she's here.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have ruined a Thanksgiving dinner before. Have you?
We did 1 year. It was here in town. My wife's aunt and uncle were here, and we wanted to do her aunt would cook, and we're like, no, we got it. You relax this year. We can handle this thing. The sides were all dialed in, and I got like a turkey breast or something. It wasn't a full-size turkey, and I didn't thaw it out long enough. And so we're cooking it at the recommended temperature, and we said go time for dinner. It was 5 o'clock. The sides were done. Everyone's sitting at the table. I get the turkey out of the oven, and I start to cut through that thing, and I get maybe, you know, half an inch into that thing, and it is frozen solid on the inside.
Oh, no.
So I'm just, about 20 more minutes. Everyone's like, cool, at 20 minutes. 20 minutes goes by. still not enough. And that's when I called her aunt into the kitchen. I'm like, I need some help. This thing's not getting done. And I think when it was all said and done, it was about a 90-minute delay.
Ugh. And when you're hungry, that's the worst.
Because that's the thing. It's like, okay, everyone ready. And it was just her aunt and uncle. But her uncle comes in. He sits down at the table. And he's got his glass of wine. And I told my wife to go sit down at the table. They're sitting there and they're chit-chatting. And you hear the excitement. And the excitement slowly starts to fade away. And then we start nibbling at the sides. And I mean, everyone was cool. But my original dinner time of 5 was pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, that's I'm sure that there are plenty of disasters when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner out there. I already have my backup plan in place locally. Where there are some places that are like serving Thanksgiving type menus. Mm-hmm. So we'll be Postmates bound if that happens. But for my mom, that's what concerns me. So I may just, I don't know, maybe I'll send her 2 and pay for that $50.
No. We got time. We can figure something else out. Come Tuesday morning. If it's not there, or Wednesday morning, figure something out. Send your brother on a mission. Call a restaurant. We got time. Don't panic yet.
Wait, no, I'm trying not to, but that's it's cutting it close. So hopefully if you're in the same boat, you paid for that expensive shipping. That's a great way to make some money, man. Because, you know, there's no difference for them in price between Tuesday and Wednesday. They just are banking on the people freaking out.
All right. Well, coming up here in the dirt, Kelly Osbourne suffers a unique injury. Let's see who can relate to this one. Details are coming up in just about 7 minutes. Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky, her new album, Plastic Hearts, will come out a week from Friday. And today is your last day to get your nominations in for Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month.
That's right. We want to recognize a special teacher. And let's face it, this year has been a challenge for so many of you teachers. And we appreciate you so much. So we want to recognize you. All you got to do is nominate your teacher on our website at mix941.fm. The Teacher of the Month will get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevy. And the nominating student, you're not walking away empty-handed either. You're going to get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Credit Union.
So go to our website. We're closing the nominations today. Get your teacher in there. Mix941.fm.
We never gossip. Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
A few years back, one of George Clooney's friends said that George once invited friends over for dinner and surprised each one of them with a suitcase which contained $1 million in cash. Now, George has never confirmed or denied this story until now, and it's true. So in an interview with GQ, George said that it happened in 2013. He was single, had plenty of money, and wanted to thank the people who helped him get where he was. He said the friends were mostly older than him. They loaned him money at one point, let him sleep on their couches when he was broke, and helped him in other ways over the past 35 years. He said that he would not have had any of his successes if it was not for these friends, so that's why he did it.
He seems like just a very down-to-earth guy, thinking about how famous he is and how much money he has, and it's just really cool to hear stories like that.
So the $1 million was, it sounds like an awesome dude. The $1 million was 10,000 $100 bills. How much do you think that weighs? We actually have a rough estimate of how much that weighs.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. 5 pounds? 10 pounds?
22 pounds.
Oh, geez, wow.
Speaking of money, Elon Musk will become the third richest man in the world, thanks to Tesla scoring a spot on the S&P 500. It will bump up his net worth to $117.5 billion, putting him ahead of Mark Zuckerberg at $106 billion. So the richest man in the world is Jeff Bezos, who has $184 billion.
That is insane.
A lot of money.
I can't even fathom that amount of money.
It's just nuts.
I think it's safe to say we'll never see that amount of money ever in our lifetime.
I think I'm right there with you. I think we can officially announce that right here today on November 17th.
The 18th, but yeah.
Is today the 18th?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I made my announcement yesterday. Has anyone injured themselves while putting on makeup?
I'm sure I have. Why? What happened?
Because Kelly Osbourne, she's wearing an eye patch because her eyeball got scratched by a mascara wipe. She said, when your makeup artist says, don't move, don't move, don't move at all, she noted covering one eye with her hand, I'm currently on my way to the eye doctor because I scratched my eyeball on a mascara wipe. Apparently, she moved.
While she was doing it?
Yeah, her makeup artist was doing it, saying, don't move, and she moved and got scratched.
Having someone else put makeup on, or putting mascara on you specifically, or eyeliner, is very uncomfortable and slash dangerous.
So, Sunday is the American Music Awards, 8 o'clock, and Justin Bieber has won 15 American Music Awards, and Sunday's going to be the 10-year anniversary of his first appearance. And to honor this, he will perform a medley of his hits. Actually, a lot, there's some really great performances on Sunday. So, Belle Biv DeVoe will be performing.
Oh, I feel like I just went back in time. What? This is like...
Yeah.
This is childhood me getting very excited.
Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and Ronnie DeVoe.
Is there a reason that they're performing?
Yes. Because these hit songs came out 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel old now.
I saw them. That's got to be a typo. That wasn't 30 years ago. No, they came out 30 years ago. So we have Belle Biv DeVoe, Justin Bieber doing a medley of his hits. Also Nelly, Katy Perry, Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes, Jennifer Lopez, Dua Lipa, BTS. It is going to be huge. The American Music Awards on Sunday. So coming up next hour in the dirt, we know The Weeknd will be performing the Super Bowl halftime show, but who will be singing the national anthem? Details at 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
I'll stay true. Mix 94.1. Andy Grammer on Mercedes in the Morning. It is 6:32. Have you ever been listening to a song where you're out somewhere and you're like, oh my gosh, what is this song? Or, oh, I love this song. Who sings it? You just don't know the answer. We typically use Shazam to find that out, right? Do you have the Shazam app on your phone?
I did. I got to re-download it. I haven't used the app in a hot minute, but I used to have it on my phone.
I just used it the other night for a song. That's so interesting. Apple Music, they've just released a list of the 100 most Shazammed songs of all time. Of all time. These are the songs that people are like, what is this song? And I thought it was interesting what ended up at number one, because it's something that we do play on this radio station. And I think the first time I heard it, I probably Shazammed it too, because I was like, what is this? It's interesting. We won't go with that one yet. But I thought it'd be funny if we went through our phones to find like the last few songs that we Shazammed, like the ones that we were so curious about. Let's go to some of these. Do we have number five on this list?
That's the one we don't have. I got four, three, two, one.
Okay, so Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake. Find someone to lean on. You know that one? That was number five. This song is the number four most Shazammed song of all time.
No, let me switch something here. It's not playing. Give me 1 second to change buttons here.
Yeah, because I don't want to sing all these songs. Avicii, Wake Me Up, number four. I see, you know, you're back pre-COVID out at a restaurant eating. You hear this, oh, I like this song. What is this? Hold your phone up in the air. And it's so funny how we hold it up in the air. Like, it's not going to get it if you hold it right next to you. I always hold it up.
Gotta go up with it.
Number three, the most Shazam song of all time, is this song by Passenger.
I'm going up a new system here, you guys.
You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why. Everything you touch surely dies.
Let her go.
But you only need the light when it's burning low.
And let's just jump to number one because you just heard it.
It was a simple mistake. Come on.
It's Prayer and C, Robin Schulz and Lily Wood on that one.
So that's number two.
Yeah. Number one most Shazam song of all time is Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Ooh, I sing you, sing you, sing you every time. And on my eye, I like your style. You
so,
make me
what
make
was your last Shazam song? 702-364-9400. If you have Shazam, go into your phone really quick. You just type on the app, or you just hit the app, and then you go down, it'll say My Music. I have 219 Shazams.
No kidding.
Like since I've ever used the app, and it's just so interesting to see what it is. So I said I just used it the other night. We were having dinner and we had just music playing. It was on some random like channel. I don't know what it was. And this was, this song came on and I was like, wait, who is this? Oh gosh. Please tell me why I'm not getting Wi-Fi for some reason. It was Breathe Me by Sia. Do you remember that song?
I don't. Let me see if we have it. Okay. I would Shazam it if I heard it. And by the way, wouldn't it be great if we had a Shazam for people? You see someone, you know you met them before, but you forget their name, Shazam them, and all of a sudden their name pops up. Like, oh yeah, it's Tom. Hey, Tom, have you been, buddy?
That is a brilliant idea. Where did you come up with that? That is absolutely brilliant. We need that.
What is that? What was the song you were just
talking
about?
It's Breathe Me by Sia. I have it here. I don't know why it's not playing all of a sudden, but it's just going to be one of those kind of days, isn't it?
That's not in there. It's not in our system. I would Shazam it if you played it.
Yeah. Well, so what was your last one?
I haven't used, I guess, Shazam in years. I just re-downloaded the app, and I've got no Shazams yet in my app. But it does say trending. The trending songs.
Oh, I found it. Just for the record.
Still listening. Breathe Me by Sia.
Yeah, that was playing during dinner, and I was like, "What is this song? Who sings this? Is this Sia? I love this song. It's so beautiful." So yeah, that was my last one. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I was Shazamming your song when you played it, and it came up. I got Sia, Breathe Me. So that's the only song I have on Shazam.
Moral of the Story by Ash and Niall Horan was before that. I have This City by Sam Fisher. Do you remember? Do you know that song?
Yeah,
I love that song. Yeah, we used to play that. That this one was a long time ago. I did that. And then I have Back to the Future by the Out of Time Orchestra. I don't know where I was, and maybe that came on, and I was like, I need to know what... I think I was like, what movie is this from? Oh. I couldn't remember, but it was like an instrumental, and I was somewhere, and it all of a sudden started playing, and I'm like, wait, how do I know this? What movie? And then all of a sudden...
Oh, such an iconic one, too.
I thought it was Forrest Gump.
Oh,
and I was like, wait, is this from Forrest Gump? I was like, oh, no, it's Back to the Future.
Here is your Sam Fisher. And then you remember Patrick Stump?
Yeah, that's a great from Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, here's This City from Patrick Stump. That's a good one.
We're getting some text here. This one says... I have 757 Shazams. Oh my gosh. That's a lot of Shazams. The last one on this text, it says Rise Up by Andra Day. I heard it on Madam Secretary. That's a great song. I love that one. Bruce Springsteen, We Take Care of Our Own. Some people are saying I use SoundHound instead of Shazam. Yeah, that's a good one. We'll do the same thing. It's just interesting. Tones and I, Dance Monkey, the number one most Shazam song of all time. Some other ones on here. Sia is actually on the list, but it's Cheap Thrills. Gautier, our favorite song, somebody that I used to know is on here. Take Me to Church by Hozier. Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. So there's a lot of Ed Sheeran on this list. A lot of people like his songs but are unfamiliar with
him. I was going to say, Tones and I was like, man, they love this song, but they have no idea who we are.
That's, I know.
It's kind of a double-edged sword there. So the American Music Awards are Sunday, and it was just announced that Justin Bieber will be performing a medley of his hits. It's Mix.
Holy.
Justin Bieber, Holy. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. And right now, our Four Corners Food Drive benefiting 3 Squared is happening now. It's happening now until Monday, November 30th, and there's some cool ways that you guys can help us out.
Yeah, we are asking for your donations. All 44 Albertsons and Avon's locations across the valley this year are participating. So we're trying to come to you, making it as easy as possible because the need, it's there. And this year, if you're in the store and you could pick up a couple of extra items and put them in the donation bin near the register, it would be so appreciated. But another way you could donate, and we're really asking for help here because we checked the numbers and we are way behind where we would normally be this year if we were able to go out to you guys. Monetary donations online are so helpful. 3 Square can really stretch that dollar, and you can easily do that. $10, $15, $20 on our website at mix941.fm.
Yeah, with 3 Square, $1 equals 3 meals. Think about what just a dollar donation. If everyone donated a dollar, what that would do. $5, like Mercedes said, $10. They make that go so far. Mix941.fm. And coming up here in about 10 minutes, we do have the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
All right. Over half of Americans say that this has gotten worse over the year. Gee, everything?
Wow.
Well, we'll tell you specifically what it is here. Also, can your dog have a midlife crisis? And when does that happen? And a guy was drowning in a freezing river And you will not believe just the happenstance that happened so that he could get saved. It's crazy. And it's coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and coming up at the end of the Hot 3, we do have the latest from Billie Eilish.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
Over half of Americans say this has been their worst year for sleep. Researchers asked Americans about their sleeping habits over the year, and they found that 51% said 2020 was their worst year for sleep, while 42% said they can't even remember the last time they got a good night's sleep. And 6 in 10 of those surveyed also said they plan to make sleep a top priority next year.
I know you said you've had some recent issues with sleeping and falling asleep. Would you contribute this to 2020 or anything else that might be a factor in this?
I think yeah, that has something to do with it. It's not falling asleep. Like, I can fall asleep, but I wake up in the middle of the night, and then I can't fall back to sleep. I start thinking about things, and I just lay there and think. And I got to the point where I was telling my doctor about it, and she's like, do you want me to prescribe something to you? And I said, no, I don't really. I remember one time years ago, one of my doctors gave me, Ambien?
Yeah.
And I took one, and I literally started hallucinating. Like, I just was like, what? I was seeing things that weren't there. I did not have a good reaction to that at all. So I was like, no, I don't want to. And so she suggested a natural remedy, a pill. The name, I think, is like Insomnitol or something. And so I ordered that, and I've been too scared to take it. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't like how my body reacts to medication. It just does not react well. I don't take it unless I absolutely have to. So I haven't had the nerve to try it yet.
The thing is, though, with some of these with sleeping pills, and if you tried melatonin as well, that's a great sleep aid. A lot of them help you fall asleep, which you have no issue doing. The thing is, though, once you wake up, some of the pills the effects have worn off. So you still wake up at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to take another pill at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to fall back asleep. You don't have an issue falling asleep. It's you need something that kind of
keeps
you going. Or if you do wake up to fall right back asleep. And then the issue, too, if some of the stuff, you take them and you fall asleep, you may get a good night's sleep, but you wake up the next morning and you kind of got that foggy brain from whatever you took the night before.
Yeah, and that's why I said I can't afford to be groggy in the morning, so I'd rather just not. Mm-hmm. But one thing that, you know, she said, if you... Sometimes people think, like, maybe I'll have a glass of wine, it'll keep me asleep. And she's like, that's the worst thing you could do. So if you really want to sleep through the night, don't drink. So I haven't been drinking lately. And I only would drink on the weekends. I'd have like a couple of glasses of wine with dinner, but then I'd wake up in the middle of the night. And so I noticed when I stopped doing that, I sleep through. So that's helped. But yeah, if anyone has any suggestions on that, it's not falling asleep, it's staying asleep that I'm having the issues with. Also this morning, it's not only car driving, divorced people who are going through a midlife crisis. I don't know why that's the stereotype, but why is this sports car and divorce synonymous with midlife crisis?
Well, anytime an older guy gets a sports car or a cool car, it's the midlife crisis. It's the stereotype. Oh,
but what if you just finally can afford a nice sports car that you wanted your whole life?
And that's what I think how it pans out. Most guys, they finally get the money, they can get a really cool car, maybe in their late 40s, early 50s, but it's just been attributed to, midlife crisis, hey? No, I finally got some money to buy a nice car.
That makes me so sad. But anyway, that's a stereotype. Well, it's not just them who apparently are going through a midlife crisis. I guess dogs, they go through it too. Researchers studied how adventurous dogs were and how much they liked to run around and how excited they were about new experiences. And the results showed that puppies, just like humans, change their behavior as they age. It turns out age 3 is when dogs go through their own midlife crisis.
Oh, wow. I think Jax is coming up on 3 or just turned 3, and Zoe's already past that point. I'll have to watch to see if there's a change. He still loves playing ball and going outside and running around.
But still when he starts asking for that sports car, that's when you know something's up.
I want a Corvette. You want a what? Calm down, buddy.
All right. Finally, this morning, divine intervention can take many forms, like in this case where it took the form of a graveyard shift worker at Walmart who eats lunch at 2 in the morning and somehow morphs into a superhero during a crisis. So a guy named Harry Ulmer, he is an overnight maintenance supervisor at a Walmart in South Philadelphia, born and raised at the playgrounds where he spent most of his days. He was taking his lunch break after 2 a.m. on Saturday when he heard a man screaming. The man in his 30s had fallen in the freezing Delaware River nearby. Ooh. While he was trying to take a selfie, and he was yelling for help. So Harry sprinted about 200 yards toward the pier, hopped the locked fence, then broke off two logs from a tree, tied a rope around them, and then threw them to the guy. He also called 911 while the guy held onto the improvised flotation device until more help came. The guy was treated for hypothermia at the hospital, but he's going to be okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. What a crazy... He's just sitting out there eating his lunch at 2 a.m. and all of a sudden he's this hero. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. So coming up next hour, we do have The Dirt. And we know the weekend we'll be performing the Super Bowl halftime show. But who will sing the national anthem? Details around 7:15. And here is the latest from Billie Eilish.
That's the latest from Billie Eilish. Therefore, I am on Mix 94.1. It is 6:59. Mercedes in the morning. How did that happen?
I have no idea. Have you ever maybe woken up with an injury, or at some point you're going throughout your day and you look down and there's a bruise on your arm or your body, or I don't know how you got it? I've got a chipped tooth and it's noticeable. And I really have no idea when and how it happened.
You never felt something, like you bit into something, you never felt it?
No, it's my front right tooth and it's the bottom of it. And it's like the bottom piece of it broke off, and kind of rubbed it with my tongue right now. And I'm sitting there looking at a photo yesterday, and I actually noticed the tooth like late last week, and I'm thinking, when did this happen, or has this always been here? Maybe that my tooth has always been jagged like that. And then I saw an older photo that was about 6 months old yesterday, and it was a close-up, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, my tooth is not chipped like that. My tooth is fine there. And so I started going through some older pictures, trying to figure out, pinpoint at what point over the summer and the fall did I chip my tooth? Because now, when I look at myself in the mirror in the past 24 hours, that's all I see is this chipped tooth.
That's weird, because you would think with something like a chipped tooth that would be noticeable. Anytime I've chipped my tooth, it was like obvious that I had chipped my tooth. And, I got them fixed, but I chipped my front tooth once. I think I told the story where I was drinking some Hawaiian punch out of a glass bottle, and one of the guys I was with, he hit my head as I took a drink, and it just shattered the front, and I looked so ridiculous. I was so upset. I like shut my life off for a week until I could get into the dentist for them to fix it. It was so embarrassing.
What'd they do? Like, just secured another like a fake veneer on there? Or
yeah, it wasn't a veneer. They put I don't want to say it was a cap either. They just they formed it with porcelain or something, and then just kind of filled it in and reshaped it, and it looked exactly like it did before. It's an easy fix if you're worried about that. It's super easy.
And when I look at it too, when I see it, I'm thinking I can just file it down. Has anyone ever done?
Oh my God! Don't do self dentistry, please. Just go to the experts.
Because that's what I think the solution would be. Because it's kind of a jagged chip, and I think the simple solution would just be to file it down so it's smooth and not as jagged. But I did think, as I'm looking at it in the mirror this morning, going, if I had a file, does that hurt to file your own teeth? Has anyone ever done at home dentistry?
That would be really bad. If there are anyone in the if you work in the dental field, please call 702-364-9400 and discourage JC from filing down his own teeth. They could easily do that for you with that little zzzz, and then it'll look nice. And that way you don't have to worry about some sort of infection. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, get an actual nail file? Like, don't do that.
That's what I was thinking. A nice clean nail file. Because it really is. I mean, we should try to get a zoomed in picture and post it to see. Because I think it's an easy fix. Yeah, the right thing would be to go to a dentist and get it done. But I got to try to zoom in on it. No, I'm not showing my teeth on camera.
Is it really, really bad?
Here's the thing. Like, if I smile normal, you can't see it because the shadow of my bottom teeth covers the chip. But when I do like an open mouth smile, like, that's when you can see it.
Do you do a lot of open mouth smiles? Because if not, then just leave it as is.
I like doing the my wife doesn't like it, so I do a lot of closed teeth smile.
Yeah, I just would beg you not to do that on yourself. I know, and hey, I've super glued wounds shut before on myself. I get it. Sometimes it's just easier to have it done so you don't have to take the time. But on something like your teeth, I would highly recommend that you just let them do it. And it'll probably take 5 minutes. That's the thing.
That's true. It's probably a super, super easy fix.
Yeah. Have you ever injured yourself and not even realized it until much later? And you're like, wait, when did that happen? And if so, what was it? I will. You mentioned the bruise thing. I will have bruises on my legs and I'm like, whoa, where did that, like, I literally don't remember hitting anything. I'm pretty sensitive to touch. So sometimes when I do, I'll ride the Peloton and then I'll get off and I don't notice that I hit my calf on the pedal as I get off. And then 3 days later, there's a huge bruise on my calf and I'm like, oh, I guess that that left a mark. That was a bad one.
We never. Whoa, that was loud and obnoxious. What that was right there. I did not mean to hit that.
Like, that was not that funny either.
Yeah, no, you get a punch when you do it. Hit this one right here.
Yeah. So, just go in, please. And it's not noticeable. I don't know how long it's been there, but I've never
noticed
it.
You haven't
noticed
it? Okay. You were around it. Well, the mask. You know, like, wear a mask all the time, so it's a good time to wear a mask.
Oh, masks are seriously our best friend right now if you don't want to show off any part of your face. It's so wonderful.
Well, you got a chipped tooth. I haven't noticed. Yes, I've had a mask on for the past 6 months.
So, I know. At least you didn't poke your eye out.
That's true.
couldn't hide that one.
Hey, we got a second here. Let's talk about this because we have a way for you to win a $600 gift card. So this week is the series finale of the CW's Supernatural Long Road Home. It airs Thursday night. That's tomorrow night that thing is airing. After 15 seasons, the show's been on the air. The series finale is coming up. Just go to our website, mix941.fm, and you can register to win a $600 gift card. There's no hook. Just go in there and register. Pretty cool stuff. And then coming up here in the dirt, we know The Weeknd will be performing the Super Bowl halftime show, but who will be singing the national anthem? Details coming up right around 7:15. Gabby Barrett, Charlie Puth, I hope, on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2020 is Michael B. Jordan. The issue comes out on Friday. He says, quote, "It's a cool feeling. You know, everybody always made that joke, like, Mike, this is the one thing you're probably not going to get, but it's a good club to be a part of."
Yeah, that's quite the honor. And there's a lot of great guys in that. I saw that Dan Levy from S Creek is in there for the first time, and I absolutely adore him. And so, yeah, that's a great choice. There's everything sexy about that man.
Very good looking man. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. So The Weeknd will be performing the Super Bowl halftime show. Who will sing the national anthem? According to Billboard, these are the front runners. Tell me if any of these jump out to you. We have, let me switch it over here. Their first selection is Lizzo.
I do my hair, talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feel?
Love Lizzo.
This guy.
Stevie.
Well, Stevie Wonder. How about Stevie Nicks? Two more for you. Kelly Clarkson. And last one they got out there. Taylor Swift.
Those are all great choices. I don't think you can go wrong with any of them. I guess my first choice would be Stevie Wonder, just because I feel like he's got the most, you know, experience, and I think he'd sound amazing, but they'd all sound really good.
Yeah, they'd all do a great job, and I wonder if The Weeknd's going to have any surprises. Well, guess he would. We'll see who it is come February.
I guess I meant Stevie Wonder, because there's two Stevies in that, yeah. So Stevie Wonder is what I meant.
Al Roker says he expects to return to NBC's Today Show next Monday following his surgery for prostate cancer last week. This is a good sign, and that means he'll also be back on air in time to handle his annual duties hosting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is happening this year, just no crowd in attendance. But we will get our Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That guy needs to take some time off. Don't have to get back to work so fast. Let your body heal.
He just had surgery, and you figure Thanksgiving week would be a good time to take off. The guy's a machine. He really is. Gwen Stefani is, she's leaving The Voice next season. She has this thing where she only coaches odd seasons, season 17 and currently season 19. So who will take her place in 2021, season 20? Nick Jonas will be returning as a coach.
Again, you can't go wrong with any of those guys. They're all good. They're all talented, great mentors. Nick Jonas, I think it's fun to switch them in and out instead of making it the same every year.
I like that. What about Ariana Grande doing the national anthem?
I saw her new video yesterday, and I hadn't really listened to that song. It's a dirty song. I had it on full blast, and my kid's standing right there, and I was like, and I looked at her, and she's like, I already heard it. I was like, oh, really?
Yeah, the music video, the song we're talking about is 34 plus 35.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's so dirty.
There's a story on it talking about she's getting all dolled up for the video. The video is cool. She's playing Frankenstein and makes these robotic dolls, intimate dolls of herself and some others. So the video was released yesterday. It already has 10.4 million views. And the articles you read about it, they say the song is not safe for work kind of song. I was listening to it. And yeah, there's some certain words we can't play.
Yeah. And here's the thing. As soon as it started, I saw her mouthing the words. She's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, how cute. She knows the words. And then the bad part came out, and I looked directly at her. I'm like, I dare you. She just stopped in her tracks. She's like, but I've heard this before. I was like, oh.
We start humming it.
Yes, exactly.
Awkward. All right, here is Louis Capaldi. Before you go, it's Mix 94.1.
Billie Eilish on Mix 94.1. You can catch Billie Eilish performing on the American Music Awards this weekend. And we just played her new song a little earlier this morning, Therefore I Am. Just big things going on for that girl right now. It is 7:26, Mercedes in the morning. Yesterday, I tried to do a good deed for one of my girlfriends. She's been feeling like under the weather. She doesn't have COVID, but she has something going on. And so she's been staying home and not feeling well. And I was going to go, I went to grab a coffee, and the Starbucks that I was at was going to go through. It's right by her house. So I texted her. I was like, hey, I'm going to grab a Starbucks and I'm going to leave one on your doorstep. So what's your order? And she's like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing right now. Thank you so much. So she gave me her order. And I feel like, and if you work at any type of coffee shop, do you feel like you can predict someone's personality based off of their coffee order? Because what she ordered, I was like, oh no, don't make me order this. They're going to think I'm so high maintenance when I go in. So her coffee order is this. What do you think of someone who orders this? I had to write it down. I'll take a tall half calf soy latte at 120 degrees.
Oh, they're very specific with their order, are they, huh? Whoa.
I didn't know that ordering by degrees was a thing. Does anyone work as a barista? Can you explain that? Is that a normal thing? Or is she just like super high maintenance? So I go through the drive-through. I was going to order it online with the app, but I didn't know how to order it at 120 degrees app.
I always do the app, and I was opening up to see if you can have. I've never seen a temperature setting on your coffee before, on the app at least.
There might be somewhere, but I was looking. I'm like, I don't see this. So I just went straight through the drive-through, and it was the Starbucks at 215 in Flamingo, and there was a long line when I got there. So I literally was practicing this order to sound like I had done it a million times, because mine is just a grande coffee with a splash of coconut milk. So I got that, and then I said, and also a tall half-calf soy latte at 120 degrees. And I'm just waiting for the, what? And they go, okay, no problem. Pull forward. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was actually very relieved because I didn't hear any judgment in her voice. It seemed like just a normal everyday thing that everyone would order. And so I pull up nervous. I'm like, oh, she's going to give me the eye like, oh, 120 degrees, huh? Super nice. Just like, hi, how are you? Here you go. Here's your latte, 120 degrees, half cap, blah, blah, blah. Here's your coffee. Have a great day. And I was like, wow, I didn't get judged. That was amazing. But I felt like that said a lot about my friend's personality. She's she's not a high maintenance person, but she's a very picky person. And I like that about her. She's very selective about things. And I was like, I could totally judge you from that coffee order.
Yeah. Does your coffee order, does that just show what your personality is all about? And just so you know, I was punching through the app here. And if you dig deep enough, you can find the temperatures, but it doesn't give you 120.
It doesn't. No, so what does 120 mean anyway?
Temp options are warm, extra hot, steamed. So out of those three, is 120 one of them? Just a fancy way of saying extra hot, warm, or steamed? Does anyone know what it means?
Is that hotter or cooler than coffee normally is?
I don't know. But I'm like you. If my Starbucks order? Well, I got two. If I'm going coffee, it's just coffee, black, add nothing in. Very basic, very simple. But I sometimes do get a caramel frappuccino with an extra shot. Venti caramel frappuccino with an extra shot.
Interesting. So let's completely judge people. What's your coffee order? 702-364-9400. Let's see if we can nail your personality based on what you order when you get a coffee. Or maybe it's not a coffee. Maybe it's a tea. Maybe it's a frappuccino. Like, what is your... I don't want to say just Starbucks order, because if you go to a Dunkin' or a Coffee Bean or whatever, whatever your coffee shop order is, tell us, and let's see if we can nail your personality based on that. 702-364-9400. So based on your coffee order, I just think you're like no nonsense, just a very simple, easygoing person, just on black coffee. Maybe a little cranky at times.
Because it's, yeah, just black coffee, yeah. And basic stuff. So yours is black coffee.
Splash of coconut milk.
Splash. You're kind of, you get business done. You get things done, but you do have a little sass to you because you want that little splash. You got a little sass. Yeah. You don't come in and get it done, but I'm going to give you a little wink when I do.
Some non-dairy sass is what I deliver. We're getting some text here. This one says, I used to be a barista at Starbucks. Normal temperature is 160. Okay. So she didn't want it too hot, apparently. That's what we're going with here.
Phones are ringing here. We'll get your calls on here in a second.
Is Nudia here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Let's see. This text came in. Let's judge the drinker, all right? Grande iced white mocha, no whip. Go for it.
Athletic. You like to play tennis. And you enjoy time with your kids.
Okay, I'm going to go opposite on that one. I'm going to say that you enjoy the finer things in life. You like comfort. You sometimes don't want to be around people, but you do have an active side. That's my grande iced white mocha.
No, this is fun.
Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us your coffee shop order, and we're going to try to nail your personality.
Okay, I do a triple venti, extra hot, no whip, white mocha.
Triple venti, extra hot, no whip, white mocha. Okay, I think you are a super busy person. You are so busy. You've got a lot packed into your day, and you're really a people pleaser. You try to help everyone if you can. JC, what's your prediction?
I was going to say something about being super, super busy, but you also enjoy when you get it spending time with your friends and going out, and you're kind of like a socialite almost, like going out and doing things. But work keeps you tied down all the time, though.
Okay, who is closest, Jennifer?
I think Mercedes is closest. I work like 24/7.
Are you a people pleaser?
I am. I help people all the time, even when it comes back to bite me. So.
It's amazing. We are the we are the coffee whisperers. We can tell. Thank you, Jennifer. You just made us happy this morning. So thank you. Let's talk to Julia. Julia, tell us your Starbucks order. We'll predict your personality.
All right, it's double star day, but it's a nitro brew, has to be nitro, extra shot of espresso, Splenda, no whip, and the taste of aspartame. I like the taste of aspartame, so
okay.
Try me.
JC, you're first on this one.
You do like to, work. You're a busy person. You love what you do for a living, and when it comes to being active, you do spin class, you like to stay fit as well, and you enjoy reading.
Okay, my prediction, it's similar. I think you are very active, like very active, but I also think you are a little bit like on the side where you like to get designer things. You like to spend money and show people like, oh, look at my new handbag, look at my shoes. That's what I think. Who's closest?
definitely is. You are so off, Mercedes. I am a minimalist. I am simple as the better, but don't get me wrong. It's the quality, not the quality. I need the good soap. I need the good Dawn that cuts the grease. But I deserve a Chanel bag, but it's not about the name brand.
It's the quality of the purchase. No, and that's just what I got from the aspartame. That was the aspartame for me. I was like, oh, she, you know, sometimes you want to show off. I don't know. That's why I came up with that.
And some of these orders that you guys were calling in with sounded really good. Maybe open up our horizons a little bit. Instead of just going black coffee, try one of these. Try mixing it up.
And we're getting a bunch of people posting their Starbucks or coffee shop order on our Facebook page. So do us a favor. Post yours and then go judge someone else's. Tell them what you think of their personality based on theirs. This one, Lance says, I guess I have no personality. I drink coffee. Sorry. No. That's a personality. Yeah. That's a personality, Lance. You're just a simple guy, and that's okay. Cheryl's large Americana, 4 cream, 4 Splenda. Oh, God bless you, Cheryl. You're my kind of woman.
All right, Hot 3's coming up next. What do you got?
Okay, we are going to talk about... Where is my Hot 3? All right. A lot of talk about the holidays and seeing family and how many Americans are afraid that they won't see any family during the holiday season. Also, why being a positive person can be a negative and why being a negative person can be a positive. And Spirit Airlines has banned a TikTok user. Why? They tried to show a Spirit Airlines hack and Spirit was not having it. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and that was Kygo with One Republic, Lose Somebody.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Contact info. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
All right. A new survey has found that 4 in 10 American baby boomers may not get to see their families for Thanksgiving or any other holidays in 2020. Well, 4 in 10 actually... I'm surprised. It is low, but actually I thought it would be lower just with everything going on. Baby boomers are, they say, 56 and older right now. And I thought that was kind of like a higher risk group. And so I thought more people would fall into that. 48% of people over the age of 56 think it's unlikely that they'll see their loved ones at any point during the holiday season. That number grows to 60% across all age groups. 86% of Americans say that keeping their family safe and healthy is their top priority during the holidays. And 41% of respondents are already planning to skip their usual gatherings with extended family in 2020. 57% say this will be the first time they've ever missed out on a family gathering.
Oh, for Thanksgiving or any time over the holidays? That hurts my heart hearing that.
Well, and it hurts my heart too. And I'm sure it hurts everyone's heart to not get to be around your family. But it says that there is a silver lining for some families because 59% think they'll be able to get more creative with Thanksgiving dinner this year as a result. So half of the respondents say they'll still have a turkey on the table this year, but some people are considering other options because you don't have to cater to everyone. So it's just you and your immediate family and you know what everyone likes. So maybe if you're like, we never liked the turkey anyway, can we just do pizza for Thanksgiving? And it's like, yeah. So 33% of people say they're actually going to nix the turkey and they're going to go with a ham. 33% say they're going to go with the chicken. 32% are going to go with prime rib. Roast is on here, steak, fish, or seafood. So a lot of people are going to actually deviate from the turkey this year.
I remember I was single at the time and living here in Las Vegas. I had some offers from friends on Thanksgiving, but I just wanted to hang out by myself, watch the Cowboys game, and just have some JC time. And I got a Bobby from Capriati's. It was perfect. Thanksgiving and a sandwich. It was a great afternoon.
That's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. Also this morning, here's something surprising. Being in a bad mood can be good for you, and being in a good mood can be bad for you. They say a new research shows that cranky people are superior negotiators, they're better decision makers, and they cut the risk of having a heart attack. Cynics can expect more stable marriages, higher earnings, and long lives. Now, good moods, on the other hand, the researchers found, come with a lot of risks. Reducing your motivation to get things done, dimming attention to detail and making you gullible and selfish. They say positivity is also known to encourage actually binge drinking, overeating, and unsafe relations.
Man, so stop being positive, people.
I guess so. It's not doing very well. Maybe it's making the people around you feel good, but it's not doing anything positive for yourself.
Get cranky.
I guess that
could be the book. Be cranky and succeed.
It sounds like it. Let's all be cranky all the time. I have my moments, but dang, maybe I need to do it a little more. All right, finally this morning, Spirit Airlines, they have reportedly banned a TikTok user who altered his digital boarding pass, making it appear as if he had paid to board with a large carry-on bag without actually doing so. The TikTok user is Rob K. All Day, and he identifies himself only as Rob, obviously, on the video sharing platform. He first uploaded a video of this so-called hack in September, and in the clip, he can be seen manipulating what appears to be the carry-on bag section of his digital boarding pass to read 1 instead of the 0. I saw this one. I was like, oh, look at you. So in the caption, he writes that he didn't actually go through with the scheme, despite demonstrating it for his 180,000 plus followers.
Oh.
Yeah, nevertheless, he later claimed that Spirit sent him a letter confirming that he was banned from flying with the carrier for at least 2 years. For his alleged infractions, Rob K. had not only been banned from flying with the airline, but also banned from entering any of Spirit's facilities, and Spirit promising to call law enforcement if he should try to trespass. The letter also indicated that if Rob K. were to try and buy a Spirit Airlines ticket, it would be canceled and he would not be refunded.
Unless he's got a hack to get around that, and that'll be his next post.
I know. Well, what if he changes his name from Rob K. to Rob J.? they may not know.
It is a busy weekend for Shawn Mendes. He has a new song coming out with Justin Bieber on Friday. And then Sunday, he'll be performing at the American Music Awards on ABC. And here he is with Wonder on Mix 94.1.
That's the latest from Harry Styles, called Golden, on this month's cover of Vogue, the first male to ever grace the cover. It is 8 o'clock Wednesday morning, Mercedes in the morning, and gosh, I just keep thinking, oh, a week from tomorrow, it's Thanksgiving. I can't get over the fact that it just came so fast.
It seems like yesterday we were talking about Halloween. It seems like the day before we're talking about St. Patrick's Day. The year has flown by. And Mercedes, I think you and I both agree on this thing. When it comes to your actual Thanksgiving dinner, the main event is not the turkey. The main event is the sides.
There's just so many good sides out there. Yeah, the turkey you eat because, you know, we want some protein, but really it's all about the carbs.
Yeah, exactly. And my wife made the announcement last night that there's this one side dish, a very simple side dish, but she loves and she has to have it every year. And it's something as basic as homemade cranberry sauce. And she really is the only one that eats it. But every year, that's her must-have Thanksgiving side dish. She loves all the other stuff, but that is the one that she had as a kid growing up, and that's the one staple that she kept with her through adulthood. And so this year, I'm going to have to go out and buy the fresh cranberries. My job every year is to smash them. That's all I got to do. And then she kind of takes over and makes them, unless my mom or someone else is there. They might jump in and tag in and take over the duties, but that is her must-have side dish. Can't be store-bought, can't be from the can, it's got to be homemade.
That's and that's a lot for just one person who's going to take two bites. That's the must-have. I think I know a way. I have a recipe for cranberry sauce that's amazing. It's so amazing, I think even you would like it. It's like it has orange zest in it, like the actual peel of an orange, and it's so refreshing. And so that's the only way I'll eat cranberry sauce, is if it's that recipe, specific one. So if you want to try something new this year, I can give you that recipe. It's family recipe, so it's really, really good.
Please do. Maybe this is the year that you're trying something new at Thanksgiving. Or what is that must-have Thanksgiving side dish? Please share that with me, because I love to spice things up, because it's just plain old cranberry sauce that she likes.
At least it's not the kind from the can, because that's what my family will usually use. Not like, if it's just my immediate family, there's no cranberry sauce, because I'm like your wife, I'm the only one that'll eat it, and I just don't see the point of making the big thing. But if it's our extended family, I either make the orange zest cranberry sauce, or someone buys a can and literally it just pops out on the plate, and then someone puts it in slices. and you see like the indentations from the can and everything, but then it's neatly sliced like a cake. And then you each take a little slice of your cranberry sauce. And I just, I can't stand that one, but it's such a tradition in our house and people love it.
That's how it was. I remember my wife and I, the first Thanksgiving we did together. She's like, I got to have cranberry sauce. I'm like, cool. I was at the grocery store and I brought the can. She's like, what is this?
Yes.
It has to be homemade. Oh, it does. Okay, here we go.
That is a travesty, but it is also a staple in my home. Do you guys have like your own family meal or like the dish that is at every family gathering? I mean, other people usually don't have it, but at your house, there's always this dish. And maybe you love it, and maybe you don't love it. But what is it? 702-364-9400. If I'm there, I'll make the cranberry sauce. But my mom will always make, and I don't know why. I think we all take a pity spoonful of it just because it's there and we don't want it to go to waste, but it always gets thrown out. She'll make a fruit salad. And my line of thinking is Thanksgiving are things that you should be thankful for. And no one's thankful for fruit salad.
Oh. So
why? It's like, when I make a big dinner, I'll make a salad and no one ever eats it except for me. But we just put it out there and it goes to waste. So I feel like on Thanksgiving, it should be the things you're truly going to enjoy. The stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the rolls, I mean, if you want to throw a green bean casserole in there, I know some people really enjoy that. I personally think it's a waste of time, but yeah, it's stuff like that.
You feel like with green bean casserole, you're getting some greens and some veggies.
Yes.
I know it's not the healthiest thing, but at least you feel like you are getting some greens with that Thanksgiving dinner. Because a lot of times I look at that plate and there are a lot of browns on that plate. The brown turkey, the brown stuffing, mashed potatoes with brown gravy on top. It's a very dark plate. There's no greens on it. There's no veggies on that plate.
And you feel like, okay, I'm at least getting a little something healthy. And that's why I always make a salad at Thanksgiving, even though no one does it. So I eat salad first, hoping it fills me up a little.
Uh-huh.
So I don't eat as much of everything else. But this year, all bets are off. I deserve it after this year. Let's talk to Mariana. Hey, Mariana, what do you think?
Hey, so the random thing that we have at my Thanksgiving dinner is raw meat. I'm from Lebanon, and we basically have a couple plates of raw meat to start it off before the turkey.
Now, what kind of raw meat? Like steak or what?
It's beef, but you ground it up and you put some spices and stuff with it, and it's bomb.
It's like steak tartare, right?
Basically, yeah. You have it with pita bread and onions and...
Ooh, go on. Steak tartare is so good.
This is good.
We're coming over. Thank you.
Be there at noon. We'll sit outside.
Let's talk to Joey. Hey, Joey. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys have at your house? What's your tradition?
So every year my sister used to make this dessert and we started calling it crack because everybody fights over it and she never makes enough. And it's like this Chex Mix with this coconut and there's like a caramel sauce and no one knows exactly what's really in it, but it's really addicting and that's like the staple of our Thanksgiving like desserts.
Is it like is it something that she puts into little clumps and everyone gets a clump or is it all together where you just take a scoop of it?
She used to just put it in like Ziploc bags. And it would just be like a giant clump, and then everybody would fight over it. So now she brings it into individual, like smaller Ziploc bags, so nobody like argues about it.
That's a good idea. Divvy it up so there's no fighting. I like that. Thank you, Joey. Let's talk to Raina. Hey, Raina. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is it for you guys? Your traditional dish.
So I have two people, and it's a father and a daughter that fight over my apple pie.
What is it that's so special about your apple pie?
I don't know what it is. I'm from the South, so I've always made it the same way, the way my grandmother made it. And whenever I took it over, and this is my best friend's husband and daughter that fight over this.
What's your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name?
Yeah.
Was Huffman.
Grandma Huffman?
H-U-F-F-M-A-N. Huffman.
That sounds like some good apple pie.
Well, you had me at I'm from the South. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, that explains it. That's why your apple pie is so amazing.
Oh.
That just reminds me. I got a package yesterday from Ken, who is a listener of the show, and we were talking about the apple pie Kit Kats and how I couldn't find them anywhere.
Uh-huh.
He sent me 4 apple pie Kit Kats that he found on Amazon.
Oh, no,
I was like, oh my gosh. So, Ken, you didn't leave a return address on the Amazon receipt or anything, but that was so nice. Thank you. I had one for dessert last night. It was very delicious.
All right, coming up next, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. That is Justin Bieber, Holy. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning just kicked off 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
I love that. I love commercial-free. Mm. It is 8:19, Mercedes in the Morning. It felt like the holidays at my house yesterday, officially. My husband put up a Christmas tree yesterday.
Oh, you went. I know you talked about lights last week. Tree is up. I like this.
It was a happy / disappointing surprise. I was at work and I came home and I walked in. He's like, "Go in the front room." So I'm like, "Okay." So I walk in the front room and there it is. Fa la la la. The Christmas tree is up. Now we have a fake Christmas tree, the pre-lit one. So he just put that up. He didn't decorate or anything. But I was like excited to see it up because it looked beautiful. But at the same time, I was a little disappointed that he put it up without me.
Oh, no, 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 no. I got Matt's back on this one here. He didn't decorate it, did he?
No.
No,
he just put it up.
Yeah, so everything is up. He went up to the attic. Not that we have attics, but he went wherever you guys keep your tree. He got it out. Dusted that thing off, assembled it. It gets itchy at some of those fake Christmas trees. Put it all together, lit it. It's ready to go for you to do the good stuff together, the decorating. That's the fun stuff.
And I see that. I see that. Really, I do. And I kept telling myself that instead of the disappointment was starting to creep in. And I had that conversation with myself to like, he was just trying to do something nice. But do you have like a couple rule? If you're in a relationship, is there kind of a spoken or an unspoken rule that you have? And I always felt like our unspoken rule was we put up the Christmas tree together. Like it was always a thing where, you know, we'd have the base and I'd hold the base and then he'd put the next part in and then I'd hold that part and then he'd get on the ladder and we'd do it together. And I kind of looked forward to that experience. So this time, instead of making me do work, he was genuinely trying to do a nice thing. And I totally see that. But there was a teeny tiny part of me that's like, oh, you broke our rule. You broke our putting the Christmas tree together rule. So I am looking at the positive side of it. I don't have to go through that. But it was a little sad. We have these little... Does anyone else have like a couple rule that you abide by? Maybe you've discussed it. Maybe you haven't. It's just unspoken. But if so, what is it? 702-364-9400.
For us, it is on the weekends. My wife goes out to the barn. It's Saturday and Sunday mornings. She goes out there a lot. But on Saturday and Sunday mornings, she goes first thing. And sometimes I do join her. But I've been doing this for years. I don't know how it even started. But I'll wake up first and start my breakfast and have my coffee. And I always, when she's leaving, I walk her to the door. And I stand in the garage and she puts her boots on and we have a conversation and I watch her as she backs out of the garage. I got my cup of coffee and she backs out and I waved to her and she leaves. And that's it. But that's just been like a tradition we started. And it was during lockdown. It was one weekend where she got up and I got up too and she went to leave. And I'm like, see ya. And I didn't go out to the garage to walk her out there and wave goodbye to her. And she didn't say anything until after the fact. And she pointed out, she's like, you know, this is the first time in like years that you didn't walk me to the garage and wave goodbye to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. I don't know why I didn't do it. But that has like become our thing of like me walking her and waving and she heads out and I shut the garage door and I go in and finish my breakfast. And I didn't do it and she pointed it out to me. It hurt her a little bit.
That's interesting. So now you're going to make it a point to always do that, right?
Yeah. And after that, I'm like, I realized, you know what? We do this every time you go on the weekends or at least when I'm off. I kind of like wave her off. And there was that one day I don't know, preoccupied or wasn't paying attention. She just left without me doing the escort.
Has anyone ever felt like they were wronged with the relationship rule? Because another one, you just jogged my memory. I don't know why, because I will have certain shows that we watch together. Like he has his that he watches alone that I'm not interested in. Same with me. But if we're watching a series of something together, we have to watch it together. And no one is allowed to skip ahead. That is just so wrong. And I remember one time he skipped ahead on one because he thought I had already gotten to that. Well, he thought I skipped ahead and I thought he had skipped ahead and it was a big old mess. So we realized he was an episode ahead and he's like, it's fine. I'll watch it. I'll watch it again. I don't mind. It was a good episode. I'm like, no, that totally ruins it though. You've already seen. So we can't be surprised together. We can't laugh at the first, you know, the funny lines together. And I was so upset that he cheated on me with the show. He went ahead.
Well, if you're going to do that, you need to, if you try to keep it a secret too, remember what episode you were on, because that way, case you jump on Mercedes and you know you're on season 3, episode 3, and you go on Netflix and all of a sudden you're on season 3, episode 7. Like, wait, who went ahead? You need to either bump back so see that the next episode 3 is lined up, or go under a different username and watch the show where you'll be safe.
That just seems like so much trouble to do. Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, what is your relationship rule?
Well, so it's not a rule that I knew about until just recently, but while he's working, I'm supposed to be cooking and cleaning. Didn't know it was a thing.
Wow. News to me. Thank you for letting me know. Oh, my gosh. That's a rule that should definitely be spoken. And you need to agree to said rule if that's the case. That is hilarious. I'm really sorry. I can hear how annoyed you are.
Oh, yeah. She's setting up, too. I'm like, oh, she's got a real sweet one coming our way. No name, Anonymous. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This. Let's see. Looking at some of these. Our relationship rule is you have to always share your french fries. If one of us gets french fries, the other one has to offer and share with the other. I agree. I think that you have to keep that open. Only the relationship, though. No one else. No kids. No nothing. It's only for the relationship.
Not me. You'll lose a finger. It's really? My food. Oh,
not allowed.
I get hungry. I don't want you to eat my french fries.
Oh, what if they sneak one? I always do that to my kid. She'll have a french fries. I'll say, what's that? And she'll turn and look. I'm like, oh.
All right. Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month. It is back, and we're looking for our teacher for the month. For the month of November, and nominations are closing soon.
Yeah, if you know an extraordinary teacher, tell us about them. This year, more than ever, our teachers deserve to be recognized for all of their hard work. So here's what you got to do. Today is the last day. Go to the website, mix941.fm, nominate your teacher. If they win, if we select them, the winning teacher will get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevy, and the nominating student will also get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Credit Union.
Just go to our website, nominate now, mix941.fm, and this is cool, no commercials until 9:30, so let's get back into the music. It's Mix 94.1.
That is Be Like That. I love that song. We were just talking about it this time yesterday, wasn't it? Was it right around this time?
Yes.
I had to tell my family sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah, it is 9 o'clock hour, yeah.
It is 8:35, Mercedes in the Morning. And I never really thought of like the placement of certain things in my house until you mentioned this. I'm trying to like go through my house and figure out if anything's in a weird spot. And I think the weirdest spot would be the place where our washer and dryer is, it's right next to our kitchen. So sometimes when you're cooking, you hear what's going on in there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, does every house have an odd placement? And because for me, it is my washer and my washroom, my washer and dryer as well. Mine are on the second floor. Very convenient. So you don't have to bring laundry downstairs. But the washer and dryer is up against the wall. And that wall shares the master bedroom. And on the other side is our bed. So if you're doing a lot of laundry late at night or something in the dryer with jeans and the zipper on there and the clink, 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 you hear that and for the entire cycle because you have one wall separating the two.
See, I thought you were going to say that it's actually nice and relaxing, like that white noise that you can listen to. And it's like, but I didn't even think about zippers clanking against things.
Some metal thing in there on your clothes or something. Clang, 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 clang. So it's always like a debate if it's late at night. I did a wash last night and it was about 8:30, quarter to nine. I wanted to put the stuff in the dryer and my wife was getting ready to go to bed. I'm like, would you mind if I started it? Because she has some sleep issues. And she's like, no, we should be fine. And it wasn't that loud of a load, so we were good. But I was thinking about this. So I was thinking about my childhood home. And the odd placement in my childhood home wasn't something I really thought of as a kid, but now as an adult, I look back at it. My bedroom shared a wall with the master bedroom, my parents' bedroom. And the way the windows were in the two rooms, you can really only stick the beds up against a certain wall, which meant my bed shared a wall with my parents' bed.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. So did you hear anything ever? Was it ever awkward for you?
You know, looking back as a kid, I was so naive to all those things. But, I mean, things happened. I'm sure they happened. And to think that it was only a 6-inch wall that was separating the two of us. I know it's a wall, but still, 6 inches on the other side of the wall was my parents doing their thing.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, my bedroom was on the opposite side of the second floor. And I was so happy. It was my brother's room who was right up next to my parents' room. And that is, when, oh man, when I think about what he had to endure, I feel for him because my parents were not the shy parents. They very much showed their affection for each other. And they would, my dad would make like gross jokes about my mom in front, like sexual jokes in front of her. It was
like, gross. Hey, why are you walking funny? Like,
I don't think I can say, but there was one that he said once that completely, he started it, but my mom finished it. And it was like,
no.
They were taking me to my girlfriend's house in this area in Littleton, Colorado. It's called Ken Carroll Ranch. And each neighborhood had its own name. And she goes, now, which friend are we taking you to? The one that lives in the Willows or the one that lives in the Spread? And I said, and I go, the one that lives in the Spread. And my dad said something not appropriate. And then my mom goes, oh. And I was like,
okay.
Oh.
702-364-9400. Just call in and say with a punchline that Mr. Martinez could have said that day.
I was mortified. I wasn't a little kid. I was like a teenager. And my dad said, my mom goes, and I was like,
guys,
it was so disgusting. I just was so mortified. So going back to my poor brother.
Wait,
who,
is that, did I get it right? I put it up on the screen.
You're close. Do you want me to tell you what
I want
said?
You to see what it is. And maybe we can just tweet out right now what your dad said. So if you're listening, you follow us on Twitter and see what Mr. Martinez said. What a good man.
That's what my dad said. And then this is what my mom said.
And you're in the car with
him? I was in the car. I was in the car. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, why did you just say that? And they're like, thank God I was spending the night at her house.
You're like, I'm sorry, they live in the Willows. They live in the Willows.
I'm sure they would have figured out something for the Willows. So like I said, my brother, they were not... part of me loves that they were so passionate about each other and they were always like that. But my brother... he told me that he would hear like headboards and stuff like that. It was like nonstop with them. It's disgusting.
Yeah, So I moved. You know, at some point I did move that bed to like an awkward positioning against a window, just because I wanted to change things up. And that's when I was older, like 15, 16. So maybe when I was more aware of sounds and stuff, I couldn't hear them as well. But just I don't want to be up against my parents' bedroom as a kid.
Yeah.
Bunk beds too, by the way, I had.
Man, thank God my friend didn't live in the bend.
In the what?
The bend. There's so many jokes. I wonder if the King Carol Ranch people did that on purpose.
Yeah, hey, when parents are dropping their kids off at the Spread, what kind of jokes do they make about it?
Hey. What? This is highly inappropriate. I have a feeling they didn't make it home right away. There are a lot of parks in the area.
I want to write some dirty name to what would be so good for the development. I don't know. I can't.
No,
this
don't.
This day and age, you can't.
I mean, you just got to be careful.
Friends, but yes.
But yeah, if you're ever looking for a nice neighborhood in Littleton, Colorado, I highly recommend the Spread.
Yeah, that's just, where do you live? I live in the Spread. Every time you say that, you're going to get a chuckle.
I'm so embarrassed. Ask my mom. No, don't ask my mom about that next time she's on. Never mind. Never mind. Don't.
All right. The Hot 3 is up next. What do we got?
All right. Let's catch our breaths here. Let's move on. We've got some tips. If you are flying,
Mr. Martinez is still my mind right now.
If you're flying this year for the holidays, 5 tips from the TSA that actually are very helpful. You don't want to miss that. Also, the TSA, not and.
Uh-huh.
Also, why doing this is actually bad for your mental health. And a lot of us might be doing this right now. And a 51-year-old woman gives birth to her own granddaughter. We're going to talk about this really cool story. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
I had your dad saying something to me during every one of those teases.
It's going to be on your mind now.
Miley Cyrus, her latest is called Midnight Sky, Mix 94.1. Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky, it's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning, her new album, Plastic Hearts, will come out on November 27th.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
All right, if you are braving the airports and flying for Thanksgiving, TSA has come out with some tips that will hopefully make your travels a little easier and a little safer. The five tips that they have released are, one, get to the airport early, they say. Obviously, get to the airport early. Don't assume no one's flying and it'll be slow. It could take just as long, if not longer, for the holidays this year. Also, obviously, wear a mask. They might ask you to briefly take it off when they check your ID. Otherwise, they say keep it on the whole time. Threes, try to stay 6 feet apart when you're in line. Don't freak out if the lines seem extra long. It's just because everyone is social distancing. So they may look a lot longer than they actually are. Four, yes, you can bring hand sanitizer on the plane and you don't have to follow the normal 3 ounce rule for liquids. With sanitizer, it is 12 ounces and disinfectant wipes are allowed in those carry-ons too. And last, you can ask TSA agents to change gloves. They're supposed to do it between pat downs and whenever someone asks them to. So if you see them touching a lot of things and then they're going to touch you, you can request that they change their gloves.
Oh, that's good. I've done it at certain sandwich shops where they put the gloves on to make your sandwich, and then they'll make your sandwich and then they run the register with the gloves on and then go back to start making the next sandwich. Like, hey, would you mind changing those out?
Yeah, you're touching all this dirty money. Could you please change them? Also this morning, experts warn hearing Christmas songs on repeat could be bad for your mental health. Oh, this is so sad. One clinical psychologist says music goes right to our emotions immediately and it bypasses rationality. And Christmas music is likely to irritate people if it's played too loudly and too early. So is right now too early, do you think?
I don't think it is. I think we now entered a safe window, in my opinion.
I will say we turned it on during dinner a few nights ago and it did seem like a bit much for me. Right now, I was kind of like, and maybe it's just because of the weather. I'm having a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit, honestly. It's just hard.
It's still early. It's a totally different Christmas. Well, I heard Christmas music, was it about 2 weekends ago when it was that cold and kind of rainy weekend?
That might be nice.
And it felt right. But when it's 77 outside, maybe it's not the right fit.
Yeah. Hoping I get into it. I hope it's not a funk. I think being that the Christmas tree is now up, that's going to help me.
Plus, well, you probably, to your mindset, it's November 18th.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
It's
so early.
They add that the Christmas music might make us feel like we're trapped because it's a reminder that we have to buy presents and cater for people. Well, hopefully small groups of people and organize, stuff for the holidays. So just don't let yourself fall into that spiral. Finally, this morning, a 51-year-old grandmother has given birth to her own granddaughter after offering to be her daughter's surrogate. This is such a beautiful story. Julie Lovering delivered Juliet Lockwood in an Illinois hospital on November 2nd with her daughter, Brianna Lockwood, next to her side. Brianna Lockwood and her husband, Aaron, they're the baby's biological parents, and the couple decided to consider surrogacy after attempts to conceive on their own through IVF for nearly 2 years and suffered miscarriages. Lockwood said that struggling with infertility was the hardest thing that she's had to go through. And when you have a plan for your life and something like that gets in the way, she felt like she couldn't see what she had pictured anymore and that it could be taken away from her. Well, Lockwood's mom stepped in and offered to carry her grandchild due to the cost of a gestational carrier being so expensive. Did you know it costs like $60,000 or more to hire someone to carry your baby?
That's for medical costs or the person's actually making... They're getting paid to carry the baby.
I'm guessing maybe a little bit of both. Does anybody know? Has anyone gone through that? That's I had no idea it was that expensive. So mom offers to do it. Save yourself $60,000 right there. And someone that you know will take good care of the baby. I guess the mom had two easy pregnancies with her kids and felt it would just work out. And she became pregnant after the couple's first embryo transfer in March. She shared in an Instagram post, she wrote, "My mom was an absolute rock star through a difficult delivery. The sacrifices she took to bring this little slice of heaven into our world takes my breath away."
That is such a sweet story. And what a mom to step up and do that for your daughter, too.
I know. Moms are amazing. And she's already got a head start on spoiling the child. It's just like, hey, I gave you a place to live.
You know, we got a second here. Let's talk about something else that is amazing, and it's you guys. You always help us out. So right now we have our Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square. It's back. It's taking place a little bit differently this year because of everything that's going on. It's happening now through November 30th, and now more than ever, we need your help.
Yeah, we really do. Three Square is an amazing organization that helps the food insecure here in Las Vegas. And typically we go out for our Four Corners Food Drive. We go out to various locations. We broadcast. We get to meet you guys. You bring your food. You bring your money. And unfortunately, we can't do it this year. So we've teamed up with our friends at Vons and Albertsons. All 44 locations have Four Corners Food Drive bins located at checkout. So you can buy some stuff. You can throw it in there. But we also have set up a link so you could just make a donation if it's more convenient for you, whether it's $5 or $10 or $20. We'll be honest, the monetary donations are pretty low right now, and we really want to step up for Three Square. So if you could go to the website and donate whatever you can to help, we would appreciate it so much. And that website is mix941.fm.
Yeah, kind of cool that for Three Square, $1 equals 3 meals. So donate $10 and you're providing 30 meals for a family. It's great stuff. Mix941.fm.
Jason Derulo on Mix 94.1. It is 8:55 Wednesday morning, Mercedes in the morning, and we were just talking about the holidays a little bit. I know some of you have finished your holiday shopping. Some of you haven't even started your holiday shopping. I saw a transaction going down in a parking lot yesterday when I went to get some coffee for my friend. There were two guys in front of the Starbucks that I was at, and one of them had a PlayStation 5. Everyone's trying to get the PlayStation 5. And my window was rolled down because I had just got my order and I was pulling through and I could see them. And I go, wow, where'd you get that? And the two guys both turned and looked at me and they're like, I'm actually selling it to him. And the guy that he was selling it to had opened the box and he was looking at it just to make sure he wasn't getting scammed. So they obviously set that as their spot to do the transaction. But I wanted to ask, like, how much is he charging you for it? I'll pay extra. Like, have you ever, because the PlayStation 5 is so crazy right now. It's so hard to get. And they keep releasing it. You just have to keep checking. The first day it went on sale, it said I got one on the Walmart website, but then I went to check out, it was gone. So we didn't get one. It's so frustrating. I know if I really want one, I'm going to have to overpay for it.
Mercedes, as you're talking about that, I pop open eBay, and right now one is going for almost $2,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous. There's no way.
But here's the thing, though. This one, $1,975, guaranteed delivery by Tuesday.
No.
127 watchers. 127 people are watching this to see if the price goes down, price goes up. There's the cheapest price one is $810, but that's one that people are bidding on. So, you know, that's going to go up as well. This is insanity. $1,700, $1,300, $1,500.
Has anyone bought something that you completely overpaid for because you knew someone really wanted it? Maybe you really wanted it. Maybe it was your kids. Maybe it was your spouse. Maybe it was your parents. Who overpaid for something because someone really wanted it? 702-364-9400. And was it worth it? Like, do they still use that gift? I've seen like bundle packages, but there's markups like that on everything. And that's just way out of my price range right there. There's just no way. I could definitely see, you know, paying $50 over, but that's about it for me. I can't do it.
It's insanity on that thing. I remember, I mean, on the lower price side, but still very expensive. Lockdown first started. I remember jumping on, I couldn't find wipes anywhere. I was in a panic, wanted wipes. And there's some Clorox wipes on eBay. And it was one container, 75 wipes, and it was $19. I'm like, that's a couple bucks over going cost. No problem, though, because I need these Clorox wipes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. I remember when all the wipes were so overpriced.
Here's the thing, though. So $19, I click it, buy it. I was on the air when I did it, and I was so excited to get them. And then I see, congratulations, confirm payment. And it was like $69. Like,
what?
It's they get you on that the hidden shipping fees. Some of these sellers, yeah, $19 for this. They're hard to find. And then all of a sudden, you're not paying attention to the shipping fees, and they're hitting you with $50, $60 shipping fees. Insane.
That is absolutely incredible. Like, who has, can anyone beat that? Who has overpaid the most for something because you really, really wanted it? 702-364-9400. 9400. Mike says, wait for the PS5. It's not worth it right now. Yeah, I've learned that. It's too much for me right now. Teresa, good morning. What was it for you?
Well, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, I was looking for a leather couch, and I went on Facebook Marketplace, and I kept missing out on everything because everybody was buying, you know, because we couldn't go to the stores, you know, when they had closed everything down. So a woman was selling her couch, and she said, you know, I said, are you getting a lot of action? Is everybody messaging you? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm like really close to you. I can pick it up today, and I can offer you $50 more. And I ended up getting it because, you know, I kept communicating with her and whatnot. But I ended up buying, because she was moving away out of country because of the pandemic. So I ended up buying, like, her coffee tables, her dining room set, and her bedroom set. So
whoa. You got a lot of stuff. It doesn't sound like you overpaid. No. It maybe 50 bucks, but it sounds like it was worth it in the end. You got all new furniture.
Oh, my gosh. I spent, like, $2,000, and I got, like, really nice. I mean, she had high-end stuff, but she was just trying to get out of town. So I ended up with a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's the best when you get a deal on stuff. It's like, this is fancy stuff.
She outbid herself. She went in just looking to buy a single sofa. Next thing you know, she has all this house furniture. That's awesome. Good for you, Teresa.
We're getting some texts here. It says, my mom paid $200 for a Reba McEntire tour jacket in the early 1990s. It wasn't even signed, but I love Reba. Aw, so did she buy it for you then as a gift? That's so sweet.
That's really cool. That's worth it.
This one says, I bought 3 iPhone 12 Maxes for almost $1,400 a piece.
What do you need 3 for?
Maybe one for everyone in the family,
yeah,
or something like that.
Man.
This one says, we bought 2 PlayStation 5s, sell the other. It's essentially buy one, get one free. Yeah. But how did you find 2 of them is my question.
Well, don't go to eBay, Mercedes. You'll get sticker shock.
I'm done.
You really will.
Next year.
With the PlayStation 6 comes out.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait. Uh-huh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.